A few years ago, I worked on a cookbook called Slow Fires by Justin Smiley. So I'm obviously biased, but I love Justin's food. He's the kind of chef who's really a cook. You know what I mean? Like, his food isn't really about wowing you with crazy combinations. It's about how much he loves putting his hands on ingredients and just doing the little things to make them sing a little more in tune. So anyway, I dropped by the photo shoot when we were working on the book, and Justin was making one of the recipes that, honestly, on paper, doesn't look like a whole lot. He calls it a tomato panade, which is like a savory bread pudding, but instead of soaking the bread in custard, it's soaked in grated fresh summer tomatoes and garlic and olive oil and herbs, and he makes it with chunks of salt-cured cod, and it was just such a joy to watch him make each component and layer it all together like a kind of thick, crusty lasagna. And I'm telling you, when it came out of the oven, I just about took it and just walked off with it. So that dish definitely qualifies as a great summer cooking project. And Justin's here in the kitchen to make it with us. So hey, chef, thanks so much for having us.
Hey, Francis. Pleasure to be here.
So as you see, I've conveniently arranged for me to be in the same room with you as you make your tomato panade again.
Absolutely.
I have never forgotten our photo shoot where I tried to steal all your mise en place and destroy your shoot because this is so delicious. And so I'm hoping you can just sort of walk us through making this thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so your ingredients, I mean, you got a lot of them, but it's pretty simple stuff. You have some beautiful tomatoes. Tomatoes are getting good right now. You have some toasted bread. You got some herbs, oregano, parsley. And you have your salt cod.
Which has been quickly poached in a little bit of olive oil.
Yeah. So I am a huge fan of salt cod. My wife is Portuguese, so like it's now like whatever the legal version of in my blood is. but for people who are not into salt cod or potentially not into fish, would you do this with anything else or would you just do it without?
I mean, you could absolutely do it without. I've done it with like grilled portobello mushrooms, like sliced. You could do it with just a little bit of grated tomato. In Sicily, they have these like beautiful kind of like, you know, whole like trombone, like zucchini. Uh-huh. And those are like really beautiful if you just like dry them out with like a little salt in the sun.
Oh, cool.
And kind of pack them in too. And it still gives you that kind of like nice chewy texture.
Yeah.
You know, the important thing is you want something that's kind of like soft, supple, and like fruity. And that's like the fresh tomato. And then like the punch of like all the kind of like grated tomato. And then like whatever else you want to kind of put in there.
Yeah. Awesome. And then tell me about this whole bowl of deliciousness you have right here.
So kind of what one of my favorite things to eat in the summertime is like pan catalan. So this was kind of like a riff on that, and I wanted to kind of just take like these like pantry staples, like a little stale bread, passata, vinegar, and kind of just like have something that you could either serve for like a late brunch or like a late afternoon lunch.
Wait, what's passata?
So passata is basically, it's just kind of like a passed tomato product.
Okay.
So in this instance, we take a little bit of fresh tomatoes and we split them in half. Top to bottom, and we just put them over the large tooth of a box grater.
Oh, cool.
To capture kind of like all the pulp. And we chop a little bit of garlic, a little bit of Fresno chili, which is like a red jalapeno, a little bit of olive oil, parsley, and oregano.
Yeah.
And really what we're trying to do is just kind of build layers of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like saturate every different level.
Cool. So you have this beautiful gratin dish. You have some of that passata with the
a little bit of
herbs
the passata
and the garlic
on the bottom.
And oil.
And then a little bit of the fresh whole tomatoes. So we have like kind of different altering textures all the way through.
Cool.
And the salt cod that we made is Atlantic cod. And we salt ours for about 3 days. And then we soak for about 24 hours.
So that's just fresh cod. Buried in salt for 3 days.
Buried
take it out,
salt
rinse
for
it,
3 days.
Soak in water.
Yeah, we do. We actually do a mixture of water and milk. And the milk kind of helps sweeten the cod a little bit.
Okay. So you just like, you have these beautiful toasts and you're just kind of breaking them up and
And
mashing
I think
them into the tomatoes.
The most important thing with the bread, I mean, and this is the same thing if we're doing like croutons, if we're doing kind of like fry bread. It's a really wet dish. So you want to make sure that the bread has enough time to stale.
Okay.
So typically, you know, we'll let it, after like dinner service, we'll let it stale whole for a couple days and then slice it and let it continue to dry out. And what that does is it helps drink up all those natural juices and it kind of like forms that barrier. The most important thing kind of when you're building this is like tucking all the extra pieces into the pockets.
Okay.
And you want to press down because what this is going to do is going to sit overnight and it's going to soak up all those nice juices. And the bread is going to act as that kind of like natural thickener when it bakes.
Yeah, so you just like layer this passata with the garlic chopped into it.
Oregano
and parsley. That's just like a beautiful salsa. It's like I want
to
take my face in that bowl.
It's kind of like Southern California meets Spain. And again, you're going to see how I'm like really, with the bottom part of the spoon, pressing it all the way in and kind of making sure that that bread is having a chance to soak up all those juices. You know, we talk a lot about it at Upland, seasoning all the way through a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of that idea.
You're really pressing on this thing.
Press all the way through. It's the only way. If you don't press at this part, what happens at the end of it is you kind of have these like really like gnarly pieces, which are also kind of fun too. And sometimes we'll like coat those in like a little bit of egg and flour and deep fry them. Or sometimes we just put like a little bit of whole egg and cream on them and bake it like that.
That doesn't sound bad either.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's really, it's a dish that, you know, you could eat for three different days and kind of in all different ways, you yeah. know? Like on the third day, like if you just kind of like chopped it up, I've even mixed this in like burritos.
Yeah. Here comes more of that salt cut. And the salt cut, so you said you cured it, soaked it, poached it.
Yes.
It's in these nice big chunks, so you just kind of like flake it off into these sort of like
exactly.
Inch
yeah, you want chunks. Big chunks, you want little chunks, kind of like that shred. And again, it's kind of like adding that other like dimension of like flavor and texture.
Yeah. So just gonna, can you alternate layer by layer and press it all in?
Exactly. And again, you want to push as much as you can because like as this bakes, it also kind of like souffles up and then it sets again and that really forms all this structure.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another layer.
What I love about this too is like it's summer, it's hot. Lasagna is a year-round food, but no one wants to like think about lasagna as a year-round food.
Right.
And this kind of feels like such an awesome lasagna-like vibe. You're layering, you're pressing, it's got tomatoes, but it's not that deep cooked tomato flavor. It's a really fresh, almost raw tomato flavor when you get to it. And
super bright.
Yeah, I just feel like such a fun thing to put together.
My kids love making this with me. Because you get to get your fingers dirty the whole time.
I don't know, a little more of that salt cod, more of that pasta. It really is just like... It looks like there's no rules. Just kind of make sure you're layering this, then layer that.
Yeah, it just makes sure. I mean, like, look, like we teach people how to like build a pizza here for the first time. I'm like, when you're laying all your ingredients and your garnishes on the pizza, you want to make sure that every bite is like jam packed.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's kind of just making sure that every bite's going to have a little salt cod, a little bit of the crispy bread, and a little bit of the tomato.
It's beautiful, like whole roasted cloves of garlic and the passata.
It's a very rustic, kind of Germanic thing in the end.
Yeah. And then, okay, top layer usually is really important. What do you do with the top layer?
At this point,
here?
I just kind of push out any of the excess juice.
Okay, so you're actually squeezing it and tipping it over a bowl just to drip out some of the extra juice.
And then for me, it's just making sure that this top part, this is like the crowning achievement, right? So you want to kind of create a mosaic of bread and salt cod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's okay if it seems a little wet at this point, because remember, again, it's going to sit in the fridge overnight and it's going to have a chance to kind of like soak up all these extra juices.
Yeah. Do you have to let it sit overnight?
No, but I think it's better. I would say like if you made it in the morning and then you like baked it when you came home.
Okay.
It's better. But I mean like the thing that's great about this dish is like if you bake it the day before, you can actually slice it into nice pieces.
Oh, cool.
And you can have like a really nice pie wedge, almost like, you know, like instead of quiche on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a little salt cod and some beautiful mixed cream kind of salad.
All right, so top it with a little more of that passata, and...
And there you have it.
We're done. So, magic of radio. It's now been 12 hours, plus another hour and a half baking or whatever it was.
Exactly.
Here it is. Beautiful, crusty, brown. It looks so good, dude. So, should we dig into it?
Absolutely.
You can hear it. It's got a little bit of that good squish.
A little squish, and you can still hear like a little bit of crunch. And this is definitely, like as they say in Italy, kind of a brutto ma buone dish, like a little ugly but good.
Yeah.
You know, grandma would be proud. And you want to make sure you get some of the crispy bread
on top.
All that delicious salt cod.
Yeah. Oh, it smells so good. The herbs, that garlicky oil that like infuses in it.
Delicious.
Winner. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Justin Smiley is the chef of Upland in New York and Miami and the author of Slow Fires, Mastering New Ways to Braise, Roast, and Grill. You can find that recipe for summer tomato panade at splendidtable.org.